Thank you, Chair. And let me first congratulate you on the assumption of the chair of this MX, and to thank you for the hard work bringing us closer to an understanding on this important topic of science and technology mechanism. The pace of scientific and technological developments in the area of life sciences and biotech is without historical precedent. As so many have pointed out, it is, of course, hugely beneficial. The pace with which a multitude of COVID vaccines were developed in a shorter time than most thought possible is a good reminder of what we can achieve today. And ensuring that all of the world, including low and middle income countries, can take part in the scientific progress and its benefits is right from a moral perspective, of course, and to ensure more robust outcomes. Yet, as so many have pointed out, and of course part of the raison d'etre of the BWC, is that technological advances in the field of biology can be used with devastating effect. And properly understanding the risks and benefits of scientific and technological developments to the objects and purposes of the BWC is crucial. For that, we need the active involvement of experts with a broad range of expertise and a body of technical and scientific experts to supplement the more politically heavy processes that we have in the MXs and in the MSPs would be, in our opinion, very beneficial. So we are encouraged by the emerging agreement that the establishment of a science and technology review mechanism, that would be advantageous, and we fully support the establishment of such a mechanism. And we welcome the many working papers that have been produced on this topic and the many presentations here today. I'd also like to commend the chair for his paper on the points of convergence and divergence in the group. It provides an excellent overview of where we are. And like Canada, we think it should be possible to explicitly include some of the points of convergence in the final report of this MX. Among the issues we would like to see reflected are the fact that the science and technology review mechanism must provide a balance between manageability and inclusiveness, that it must be geographically balanced, it must be composed of members with a wide range of scientific and technical expertises, and it must be independent. Expert meetings with political facets we already have in these MXs. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank UNIDIR and FAS for their expert input in today's meeting, and state for the record that Norway finds the hybrid models to be very interesting and creative proposals that we think may help to facilitate consensus on a point of contention. Thank you.